Powerful Content Podcast, your go-to source for content creation, strategy, and business inspiration. I'm your host, Mel Daniels, content strategist, coach, and speaker, empowering women across the globe to grow their business with powerful content that connects, nurtures, and converts. So if you're ready to create standout content that gets you noticed and remembered, or build an aligned audience who love you and are ready to buy from you, you're in the right place. I believe that content has the power to connect us all. It's up to you how you use it. Listen in for genuine and insightful chats with guests, as well as practical tools and strategies from me. It's so lovely to have you here. Let's dive into the show. Hello, hello, beautiful people, and welcome to episode 4 of the Powerful Content Podcast. Today, we're talking all about our content superpowers. And yes, we all have one. I know that you may not think so right now, but I'm about to show you that you absolutely do. From my experience, there's 4 main superpowers. You may have a piece of all of them, but there'll be one that definitely stands out to you. And once we can identify which superpower we have, then we can understand how we can use it to our advantage when we're creating content. It's going to make it so much easier, and we all want that, right? Easy content creation. I'm also sharing this with you today to help you release that pressure that you may be feeling of content perfection. So often we're told that we need our content to look a certain way, or we've somehow formulated this idea that it has to be a certain way. I want you to get rid of that pressure so you can create aligned content in a way that feels good for you. For me, content is all about the feeling. I want you to enjoy it when you're creating it. And knowing your superpower is just one way we can lean into releasing our perceived perfection and give ourselves the permission to create it in a way that feels good. Okay, so let's do this. There's 4 main superpowers, and I guarantee you'll see yourself in at least one of these. The first superpower, which happens to be mine, is around planning and organization. Being organized makes you feel good. You feel alive, and it helps you feel as if you're in control of your business and life, even if you don't always follow through on your planned actions. You love creating lists and crossing items off those lists, and you probably have a stack of lovely notebooks that fill a shelf. You love a dedicated planner, or you're a nut for spreadsheets like me. If you follow a launch cycle, they're planned down to the minute, full of activities that every expert you follow has suggested that needs to be included, and quite frankly, it's probably a little exhausting. Now, every superpower has its kryptonite, so it's just as important to know what's going to trip you up as it is to know what you're amazing at actually doing. So if this is your superpower, then your kryptonite is sometimes you can be a little too organized. This can lead to exhaustion because you've planned out every single little detail. It also means that you're often not very flexible, and if something comes your way and you're not expecting it, it can actually throw you out. I want you to know that it's totally okay not to have every single post scheduled for the next quarter. Leave a little wiggle room in your schedule for some spontaneity or in the moment type content. Now, how you can actually use this superpower of organization and planning to your advantage is that you can use your planning prowess to organize a year's worth of content themes at the beginning of each year. And this is something that I actually do. Batch create your content, put a recurring appointment in your diary to create your content for the entire coming month. You can utilize schedulers like Facebook Creator Studio, which is actually free, to schedule your month's worth of content. And use a content calendar. Bonus points for this, as it'll mean that you're ready to outsource when the time comes. So that's all about the superpower of planning and organization. Now the next superpower is learning. So if this is your superpower, then you love, 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 love to learn. You want your business to be successful, and you want to find the magic ingredient that helps you to do this. So you find yourself downloading lots of freebies, attending webinars, and even buying courses that sometimes you may never end up finishing. You're a little indecisive when it comes to which strategy to implement or which social media platform to use because there's so many to choose from. And other people have had so much success with their podcast, with their Pinterest, with their video, with their email marketing, with their insert other content strategies. The result of all of this is that you actually show up with gusto and enthusiasm for a short period of time, but then seem to run out of steam and need to go and hide for a few weeks to recover. It also means that this constant learning results in very little implementing. So whilst you have all the knowledge in the world, it's not being translated to your business success because you're not taking action. So your kryptonite, if your superpower is learning, is every time that you get distracted by a new shiny thing, it takes your focus away from what you're doing well already. And you are doing well. You just, you know, don't give yourself enough credit or enough time to actually implement the things that you've learned. When your attention is divided, you end up doing a lot of different things, but not very well, unfortunately. So this makes it seem as though what you're doing isn't working. And the disappointment that you feel means that you go and hide until your next burst of energy comes from learning something new again. This really results in you being inconsistent with your content and leaves your ideal client feeling a little confused and unloved. But there is a way to use this superpower of learning to your advantage. I want you to learn from those different sources and people who truly resonate with your values and beliefs. This will help you apply and action the best content strategies to your business. Once you find the people who resonate with your values, learn from them. Unfollow and unsubscribe to everyone else. This will help reduce the noise and confusion from receiving too many different opinions from too many different people. I want you to use your enthusiasm for learning, but start applying it to the implementation in your business as well. And you have a huge advantage over so many people because you've already learned about so many different opinions and strategies. You know what works well and what doesn't from your own experiences. For example, you can easily create your own perfect lead magnet by picking all the best bits from all the lead magnets you've already downloaded, or create that perfect email automation because you've experienced so many yourself already. You have a huge advantage. You just need to put it into action. Okay, the third superpower is going with the flow. It's actually my own personal goal to bring more of this to my content this year. So if this is your superpower, going with the flow, creating content is all about a feeling. And if the feeling's not there, the content doesn't get created. Your go with the flow attitude serves you well, as the content you create is deep and it's meaningful and it really resonates with your ideal client. There's just not a lot of it, unfortunately. You'd rather be outside in nature, then tied to a desk, not too much stresses you out, and you're happy to take each day as it comes. You know that your business could be more successful, but the universe will know when it's the right time. If this is your superpower, then your kryptonite is because you think that structure and flow are mutually exclusive when it comes to content, and just a side note here, they can actually coexist. This actually means that your laid-back approach to content leaves your ideal client wanting more, but having to wait until you're in the flow again. They can quickly lose interest and then find someone else that can nurture them more consistently. But if you are good at going with the flow, then I want you to use this superpower to your advantage. Have a plan in place so that when you're in the flow, you can jump straight into creating. Really tap into your flow when it happens to create that deep and meaningful content that really connects with your ideal client. And really focus on the ease and feel into that as well. Now, the last superpower that I see in my community is the power of observation. Now, this may not actually seem like a superpower, but unlike those with the learning superpower, you're actually more likely to be a doer, but just not in a highly visible way. If you have this superpower, you're often a kick-ass entrepreneur with a service that's truly life-changing. You're great at what you do. The problem is nobody knows about it. You're in plenty of Facebook groups, but always as a lurker rather than a contributor. The same goes for LinkedIn or Instagram or any other social media platform. Your clients come to you generally through word of mouth rather than any specific planned marketing that you do. But you know what? They actually experience amazing results, which they absolutely love you for. You really love to take in and observe what's working well for others, and often will implement strategies, but only after a serious pros and cons session and over perfecting your content. I probably guess that a Facebook Live is out of your comfort zone, and the thought of posting a selfie makes you a little queasy. But if this is your superpower, then I want you to think about being a perfectionist. It stops you from testing your content or sometimes from even sharing it at all. I know that you'd much rather everything be perfect before releasing it to the world, but sometimes we've just got to be a little bit brave and courageous and just do it. Sometimes it results in procrastination, hiding, and your ideal client is left wondering where you are and how you can actually help them. But if you have this superpower, I want you to use it to your advantage. Really lean into and watch how others are using their content and use it as inspiration for your own business. But make sure that you actually put that time limit on your observation, otherwise you'll be stuck in procrastination and perfection all over again. We need to also implement. I want you to look at using automated content such as emails or even a booking system to really wow your clients. You've seen what works well, so you already have that head start. Okay, so that's the four superpowers I see most people in my community possessing: organization and planning, learning, going with the flow, and observing. And as you can see, no matter which one you have, if you're aware of the things that could potentially trip you up, your kryptonite, you can definitely use your superpower to your advantage. I'd love to know if you can see yourself in any of these superpowers. Make sure you send me a DM on Instagram. My handle is @MelBusiness, or simply take the quiz I've put together. So in the show notes, I've linked to my Unlock Your Superpower quiz, so you can get a full analysis of exactly who you are, and you can learn how to work with your strengths rather than going against them. And you can actually start making your content process so much easier. It only takes a few minutes to answer the few questions, so I'd love to know whether it gave you the answer you actually expected. So knowing our superpower really gives us permission to be who we are, to be our true selves. And this is something that I want every single person listening to take away from this episode. When you step into who you really are, your values, your beliefs, your uniqueness, then everything, not just content strategy and creation, becomes so much easier. When we hide behind words that don't mean anything to us, our audience can pick up on it. They feel like something is missing and can't really connect with you wholeheartedly. So really lean into that superpower and know that it's your uniqueness that attracts people to you. And if you have the opposite effect on people, that's great too. You know that you don't have to waste your time and energy trying to convince them, because that's what you'll have to do to work with you. We really only want people who are aligned with what we stand for to come on that journey with us. And if you'd actually like to know more about leaning into your superpower and using it for purpose and impact, then come and join me for Content Coaching Week. This month, that's April 2022, in case you're listening to this in the future, I'm actually running the week to celebrate the doors opening to my membership, The Content Effect. Content Coaching Week is 4 days of value-packed live trainings that are designed to inspire you into action with your content. We'll be building a sales unfunnel, sorting out lead magnets, giving you plenty of ideas for your next piece of content, and motivating you to use your content superpower to your advantage. You can simply click on the link in the show notes to purchase your ticket. I hope this episode has given you some confidence to identify your superpower. Now go out into the world and use it. Thanks so much for listening. That's it for another week. To get more powerful content in your life, make sure you're following along on socials. My handle is @MeldBusiness. And just in case you're wondering, the groovy music for this podcast was created by Just Here on SoundCloud. I'd also be super grateful if you took a moment to rate and review this podcast so more amazing women like you can experience the power of content. And if you're like, "Hell, Mel, stop talking. I'm ready to work with you now," here's how we can work some powerful content magic together. Firstly, come and join The Content Effect, my membership inspiring women with service-based businesses to ditch the content chaos and start creating standout content that gets you noticed and makes sales. You can join us by using the link in the show notes, or just Google The Content Effect. The second way we can work together is via my one-on-one packages. We can create a sustainable content strategy or start to build out your client journey. It's up to you. Pop on over to meldbusinessservices.com.au/services to find out more. Until next time, have a beautiful week and embrace the power of your content.